Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
And joining us right now, Dr. Sebastian Gorka. He is the author of the New York Times bestselling Defeating Jihad, The Winnable War. And he is also a counterinsurgency expert and distinguished chair of military theory at Marine Corps University. Thanks for joining us, Dr. Gorka. Sadly, we've been having you on a lot recently because there has been such an uptick of jihadist terror attacks.
Unfortunately, yes, it's incredible. It's hard to even remember them at some time. Yeah. If you look at the last 2 years, we've had Paris twice, Brussels, Istanbul, San Bernardino, Orlando. We've had, prior to this attack, just a couple of weeks ago, a police chief, a French police chief, executed in his home with his wife. So the jihadis are rampant, and they're taking the war to us almost every day now.
So let's take the title of your book at its word, at its promise, Defeating Jihad, the Winnable War. I think the question on everybody's minds today is, how do you stop a guy who gets into a semi-truck and just plows into a crowd? How do you defeat that?
Yeah, well, the only way you can defeat that, and this is the first conclusion of my book, is you've got to take politics out of the threat assessment. You've got to jettison political correctness. In America, and this is a problem in Europe as well, we have a political elite that simply does not allow us to do what has to be done. When you say you can't talk about jihad when you're talking about the enemy, when you've got a cabinet member in America, the Attorney General, who wants to censor what the enemy is saying to the 911 dispatcher in the middle of the Orlando massacre, you're never going to find these guys because you're not allowed to talk about who they are. You're not allowed to use the flagging instruments that are classically used in intelligence to find these kinds of people before they go violent. And fundamentally, Larry, this isn't a military problem. We have to crush ISIS with our allies in the Middle East. Yes, get it. But we have to use human intelligence. And profiling isn't a dirty word. It is common sense. If you're looking for a 6'6", you know, white bank robber, you shouldn't be harassing black 4'2" women at the TSA checkpoints or 83-year-old Episcopalian grandmothers. If you're looking for men of a certain age who follow a certain religion, that's who you should be looking for. You need the assets, the undercover agents who can go into the mosques and find these people before they start killing our own citizens.
And yet we have a president who will not use the word radical Islam. I noticed Hillary Clinton is finally coming around to being willing to use that word, but only because she's been mocked so horribly for not being willing to use it. I mean, how do you do that? How do you get the government to stand at attention and start doing the things that you're talking about when you have a leader who won't even utter the word?
Yeah, I mean, look, this is why November is so very, very important, Brian. This is why I think about this. I was sitting in the green room here at Fox, and I'm waiting to go on TV. And who do I see on the TV screen? Hillary on the Bill O'Reilly show.
Yeah.
Just hang on. I thought I was in an alternate universe for a moment. She's finally realized. She didn't realize after San Bernardino. She didn't realize after Orlando. Yesterday, somebody on her team gets it. November's not going to be about Obamacare. It's not going to be about pocketbooks. November is Yes. going to be about the safety of America, and they want a commander-in-chief. So they want somebody who really thinks we're at war and who wants to win this war. And Clinton has been found to fall short, and now she's desperate. The Yeah. only way we're going to win is if we actually believe we are at war. In the last 7.5 years, that has not been the case.
By the way, Dr. Gorka, Secretary Clinton sort of echoed what you said this morning. She said yesterday that we need a intelligence surge, you know, Yeah. trying to ramp up sort of the intelligence things. But again, if she's handcuffed by political correctness, that intelligence surge is just throwing good money after bad. What about an actual ground war aspect here? The leadership of ISIS, the people in al-Qaeda, the people who are actually making money on a monthly basis on the black market in oil, who control large parts of land in Syria and Iraq, they need to start feeling a bit of pain too, don't they? And will that then affect these people who are inspired by these ISIS leaders?
Yeah, it's interesting to hear her talk about an intelligence surge. She's right. We just hope if she was president, she wouldn't put it on her homebrew server, because then
they'll know what's happening. Yeah,
right. They know what's happening. Yeah. So this is a two-front war. It's a war here on American soil, but it's also a war in the Middle East. Because what has ISIS done? And this is what the listeners really have to appreciate. ISIS isn't just another jihadi group. ISIS is the first jihadi group in 90 years to successfully reestablish the caliphate. All the others talked about it, Al-Qaeda, Al-Nusra, even the Brotherhood. But these guys didn't talk about it. They did it. They have 6 million people living on their territory. They're making at least $2 million a day in illicit oil sales, kidnapping, racketeering, you name it. So they've stolen the brand. They've shown the world, hey, guys, we can do it. The infidel is on the run. And as a result, it is crucial to destroy that brand, not necessarily with, you know, the 82nd Airborne, but with the local Sunnis, and helping them come together with our assistance to take the fight to them. But unfortunately, what have we seen in the last 7.5 years? We pulled out of Iraq in 2011. We allowed ISIS to grow. We turned our back on Egypt just as the ISIS affiliate, Bayt al-Maqdisi, was pushing into the Sinai. So this isn't just something happening in Nice or happening in, you know, Mesopotamia, 8,000 miles away. Mm-hmm. It is all interconnected.
All right, we got to leave it there. Dr. Sebastian Gorka, always good to have you, and I know you've got a busy day ahead of you on this tragic day out of France, so thanks for carving out some time for us.
Thank you so much. Anytime, gentlemen.